This is your morning buzzcast for Monday, April 6th. I'm Abe Madcore. It looks to be a very difficult week, a very difficult next 2 weeks in America. Need everybody to stay healthy and to stay strong. Unfortunately, the news around the sports world wasn't very optimistic as well. President Trump had a conference call on Saturday with league commissioners and league leaders, and he said that he hopes to have people back in stadiums and arenas by August or September. There was no real clarity that came out of the meetings. The Wall Street Journal reported that Trump's call was intended to focus on leagues' role as employers, but it veered into a discussion of a resumption of the sports calendar with no real new clarity. Although the conference call was off the record, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver reportedly stressed that he would like to take the lead along with other leagues to come back, but only when there was clear, safe testing for everybody involved. After the conference call with the president and his presidential press briefing on Saturday, others weighed in, most notably California Governor Gavin Newsom, who responded to the report about the NFL starting in the fall by saying, quote, "I'm not anticipating that happening in this state," end quote. Newsom has been very direct that he doesn't see any type of mass congregation or a return to normalcy anytime soon. But it's clear that Trump set a date in his call on Saturday. He thinks sports will return by August or September. Many others, however, disagree. Let's move over to soccer, where FIFA is set to confirm, likely today, an indefinite extension to the 2019-20 soccer season worldwide. So that would allow each country's football authority to determine when campaigns can finish. It could likely mean that leagues extend their season, postpone them later, probably decreases the number of potential cancellations. Let's move to the virtual world because a couple of things happened over the weekend. NBA 2K Players Tournament, first round was Saturday and Sunday. We'll have full reviews of that in Sports Business Daily. Meanwhile, the NBA and ESPN are working on televising a horse competition involving several high-profile players, according to sources of ESPN. The discussions have been ongoing between the league, the union, and the network. Players would compete in isolation, shot for shot, in the traditional game. So you could see some horse competition coming to television. Meanwhile, you don't think this iRacing is really getting some energy? Well, look what happened yesterday at the Food City Showdown at the virtual Bristol Motor Speedway. The news that I took out: Bubba Wallace quitting. I guess it's called rage quitting in gamer talk, meaning he basically gave up during the virtual competition, did not sit too kindly to one of its sponsors, who decided to pull their virtual sponsorship. A joint muscle cream, Blue MU, did not like his attitude, decided to end their deal. The company has sponsored Wallace's real-life racing team and also signed a multi-year contract to become an official partner of NASCAR. So some of the drama that happens on the track is happening in the virtual world. I will say that NASCAR's virtual simulation has been one of the biggest surprises during this whole sports shutdown, and it really does seem to be garnering quite a following. Let's shift to the NFL draft, because Peter King is reporting that ESPN and NFL Network could combine to do one telecast of the draft later this month instead of the two networks doing their own. The combined broadcast would originate in ESPN's Bristol studios because apparently the NFL studios in New Jersey and California are not open for operation. Meanwhile, over the weekend came a report that high-level officials from multiple NFL teams are now prepared to conduct the draft virtually from home and away from their team's facilities. Remember, there was some talk, could they open up some of the facilities? But it looks like now teams are very prepared to operate from home and not in a facility, and it could be a combined network, ESPN and NFL, doing one telecast. Let's shift to golf, where the PGA Tour is expected to release a revised schedule today for its calendar year. Part of that change will see the PGA Championship staying in San Francisco, but moving, of course, from May 14th through 17th to the first week in August. Remember, though, that California Governor Gavin Newsom on Saturday really dispelled the notion that any type of sports could return anytime soon. So you're going to want to keep an eye on whether the PGA Championship can return as early as August. I want to finish up with a couple of quick items related to teams and furloughs. A group of top Major League Baseball Texas Rangers executives have agreed to temporary pay cuts in hopes of saving other jobs in the organization for as long as possible. Meanwhile, the Hurricanes announced Friday that approximately 55% of their full-time staff will be furloughed through June 7th, with employees continuing to receive health care benefits during that period. And a new show today launching on NBC Sports Network, a new daily sports talk show, Lunch Talk Live, debuts today, featuring host Mike Tirico with a broad range of guests. Tirico, to me, is a true pro. He's one of my favorites. I'm going to check that out today, and I'm looking forward to checking out his new show. And finally, our CAA World Congress comes to you on Wednesday, April 8th. Go to worldcongressofsports.com to sign up and register. We've got 6 really good guests. We've got 4 breakout sessions. It's going to be a really good afternoon. Hope you can join us. So that is your Morning Buzzcast for April 6th. I'm Abe Madcourt. Again, let's have a safe and healthy week as much as possible. Stay strong, everybody.